Welcome, and thank you for investing the time to listen to this recording from Dr. Joanna Martin. In this recording, Joanna will lead you through a process in which you will find yourself in a highly relaxed state. For this reason, we ask that you do not listen to this recording while you are driving. Listen to it when you're in a place and at a time where you can relax entirely.
Welcome to this limitation release process. This journey will take around 25 minutes. And as you go on this journey, it will allow you to let go of any limitations that may have been holding you back from achieving whatever it is that you want to achieve in your life. It doesn't matter whether the limitation is an emotion or a limiting belief. All that matters is that you're committed to letting it go. So please start by finding yourself somewhere to sit or lie down where you can be undistracted for the next 25 minutes. Make sure your phones are turned off. Make sure that the children are taken care of and that you can be relaxed and undisturbed as we go on this journey together. And then just go ahead and close your eyes. And with your eyes closed now, I want you to start by just bringing yourself into the here and the now. And you can do that very simply by just feeling the floor underneath your feet, the chair supporting you, or if you're lying down, whatever's supporting you there, feel it against your body. Feel the air against your skin and feel the difference in temperature between where the air touches your body compared to where your clothes are on your body. Take a deep breath in. And as you do, smell the smells around you now. Taste the tastes of now. Notice the sounds you can hear around you. Sounds outside this place. Sounds inside your body. Notice the feelings you have inside your body. There's nothing to fix, nothing to change. Just notice it. Notice the pictures playing on the screen of your mind, even with your eyes closed. Notice the thoughts that pass through your mind. Once more, recognize there's nothing to fix, nothing to change. Just be aware that this is now. Take a deep breath in. And as you let go on a physical level. Take another deep breath in. And as you let go on a mental level. And take another deep breath in. And as you let go on an emotional level. Because it's time for us to go on a journey of consciousness. I want you to start by bringing to mind this limitation that's been holding you back in your life. Now, I don't know whether this is an emotion such as anger or fear or guilt, whether it's a limiting belief that you may have formed early in your life, such as I'm not good enough. Or, I don't deserve it. Or, people are out to get me. I don't know what your limitation is, whether it be an emotion or a belief, but it doesn't really matter. It doesn't even matter whether you can articulate it consciously. All you need to do right now is trust your unconscious now to be your guide, knowing that your unconscious purpose for yourself is to grow and fulfill your life's purpose here on this planet. And anything less than fulfilling your life's purpose isn't freedom from the limitations of the past, isn't it? So trust your unconscious now to bring to mind whatever limitation has been holding you back from fulfilling your purpose on the planet. Bring that limitation to mind. And as you do, I want you to notice where you feel the limitation in your body. Where do you feel that limitation in your body? Take your right hand and put it on the place in your body where you feel that limitation now. Very good. Just trust your unconscious. And if you're not sure where it would be, just guess. That's right, just guess and put your right hand on the place in your body where you think you might feel this limitation. And as you put your right hand there, I want you to imagine turning the intensity of that feeling up. And notice that you can just as easily now turn it down. Knowing that this will be the last time you need to ever feel this limitation. In just this way. So knowing that that's the limitation that we're here to let go of forever as a problem in your life, let your hand go down by your side and now go ahead and imagine your spirit floating up, up, up and out of your body and all the way up. The air until you're way up high in the air, all the way up above now. And as you're all the way up in the air, up above now, and you look down, notice that now appears tiny and insignificant down below. And notice that you can just trust your unconscious to be your guide as we journey all the way back into the past. I want you to imagine now going back into the past, going all the way back into the past. Now, I don't know how far back you need to go back now, but take yourself back as far as your unconscious wants to take you. Now, for most people, this will be at least before the age of 7. Sometimes before they were even born. Sometimes people go all the way back to their parents' lifetimes, their grandparents' lifetimes. Sometimes people even find they end up in past lives. It doesn't really matter where you end up, but I want you to trust your unconscious now to take you back as far as you need to go to the very first event of this limitation. The very first event, and you may or may not have conscious awareness of it, and that doesn't really matter. But take yourself back to the very first event now. Trust your unconscious to take you back to the first time this was ever a problem for you in your life, in this lifetime or another lifetime, the very first event. Because when you let go of this limitation at that very first event, you'll discover that you let go of it from your entire life. So trust your unconscious to take you all the way back to that very first event and allow your unconscious to have you up above that very first event right now. Very good. Now, you may or may not have conscious awareness of what the event was, and that doesn't matter. But you may see it down below you. You may hear it down below you. You may feel it going on down below you. It might just make sense that you're above the very first event now.
And as you're here above that very first event, directly above it, I want you to imagine looking down at that very first event. And it doesn't really matter whether you see anything, but imagine looking down on it now. And as you look down on it, I want you to imagine yourself getting twice as high above that event now. Take yourself twice as high up above it. And from this position, very high up in the air, up above it, with your spirit high above that event, looking down on that event from above, from this new perspective, it's time to enjoy, welcome, and preserve the positive and empowering lessons for yourself and for the future. Allow the positive and empowering lessons for yourself and for the future to come to you now. Allow them to bubble up in your conscious mind, bubbling up from your unconscious, or perhaps they come to you in a big flash, a big aha moment, where all of a sudden everything you see from a new perspective now. But what are the positive, empowering lessons, learning now, that you need to get for yourself and for your future to be able to let go of this limitation forever as a problem in your life? What is it that you need to understand now from this new perspective? Positive, empowering learnings. Allow them to come to you. And if you get any negative learnings, any learnings like, I shouldn't or I won't, then just ask yourself, well, what will I do instead? And turn it to the positive so that you can really have a new frame of being for your future from this moment forward. Allow those learnings to continue to bubble up at the unconscious level. And whether or not you can articulate them consciously does not matter. Just trust your unconscious now to be your guide as it provides you with the lessons, the learnings, the new understandings, new paradigms for how you'll be in the future, having seen this event from this new perspective now. And as you're here up above that very first event, I want you to imagine if these lessons and insights had a colour, what colour would these new insights have? Can you imagine a colour? As soon as you've imagined that colour now, I want you to imagine a heavenly light from up above opening up and filling you with the light of that colour. Imagine the heavenly light flowing down from up above and warming you, drenching you in the colour of these new learnings, these new insights. Imagine that light soaking you, drenching you in the colour of these new learnings and insights, all the way down to the tips of your toes, the ends of your fingers, so that every single cell of your body becomes pure learning, pure insight, pure energy. Very good. And notice how good it feels to replace that old limitation with this new learning, these new insights. Notice how good that feels to bask in this new way of being. And now what I want you to do is imagine floating back in the past, at least an hour further back. So you're at least an hour before that event or any events that led up to it. And notice that as you move back in the past, the light comes with you. And as you move back into that release position now,
so you're at least an hour before that event or any events that led up to it, feeling yourself full of this light, these new insights, these new learnings. When you feel like the energy is almost too much to contain, I want you to imagine opening your heart space and sending the light and love of these new insights and these new understandings all the way down into that very first event. And notice that as you send the light and the love of these new insights and new learnings down into that very first event, notice that everyone and everything inside that event is healed. Healed right down to the cellular DNA level, right down to the quantum level. The space between the space is healed because of your new lessons, your new insights, your new understandings. Sending your new energy down into that event and healing it in every way. And notice that as you send the color of this light down into that very first event, if all of these insights made a sound, I wonder, what sound would they make? Can you hear that sound now? And imagine that sound emanating from the core of your being and again spreading down into that very first event and healing it in every way. Notice the new feelings that are replacing those old feelings. The feelings that you get from these new insights, these new lessons, these new learnings. How do you feel now? Is it joy? Is it love? Is it freedom? What quality is there for you now? Notice as the light shines through you and down into that event and the sound comes from within you and spreads out to everyone and everything around you. Notice how good that feels and give that feeling a name. Put your hand on the place in your body where you feel that feeling. That's it. Very good. And notice that feeling start to spread and fill your entire body now. Because this is the new you, free from the limitations of the past. As you're here in the release position before that very first event, sending your healing, love and light, sending your healing sound and feelings down into that event, I have a question for you. That old limitation, is it there or has it gone now? That's right, it has, hasn't it? Notice how good it feels to just let it go. Just let it go. And now, what I want you to do is bring with you all of this incredible insight from the past, the light, the sound, the feelings of these new insights and understandings, and bring them with you back towards now, only as quickly as your heart can continue to heal your entire past timeline in light of all of these new lessons and understandings. Healing your entire past as you come back towards now, sending that light through you, sending the feeling, sending the sound down, coming back towards now only as quickly as you can let go any and all experiences of that old limitation in the past, preserving any extra learnings that you need to preserve, to be able to really just let it go. You can choose to just let it go now as you come back towards now. And as you come all the way back towards now and find yourself floating, your spirit floating way up high up above now, it's time to take these new lessons, insights, and understandings and take them out into your future, to create your future with this new perspective. So I want you to bring that new light. Bring those new lessons, bring the sound, bring that new feeling that you're feeling with every single cell of your body now, and go and step out 3 months into the future. And as you step out 3 months into the future now, I want you to be there 3 months in your future, looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you and feeling the feelings of accomplishment. Notice what you're receiving even more of 3 months in the future. Notice the generosity you're able to share even more 3 months in the future because of who you've become. Notice the power that you've tapped into, and notice how that power is allowing you to become even more of yourself. Notice you're getting more done with less effort. Who's there? Who's supporting you? Notice you're opening up to be supported by others, and they, in turn, are feeling blessed to support you in your journey. What's going on with your family, with the people you care for? Notice how they are becoming more of their selves as you become more of yourself, having freed yourself of any and all limitation from the past. Notice how good it feels here at 3 months in the future. And now, feeling that feeling of new insights and learnings and understandings, letting that light continue to shine through you, I want you to go ahead and step out 6 months into your beautiful future. And as you're there 6 months into your future now, I want you to welcome in and enjoy even more receiving of the gifts that Source and the universe has to share with you, gifts that people are bringing to you, gifts of their time, their energy. They're providing for your vision because of the clarity that you now have and the future that you're creating. Welcoming in even more synchronicity and flow. And here at 6 months in the future, notice what you've achieved with even less effort. Notice how every single dream that you had for yourself at this point is really starting to occur without you even having to think about it consciously. And notice how good that feels. And now, bringing those new lessons, those new insights, and those new understandings, step out 12 months into the future. And here, at the 12-month mark, find yourself standing in your true power. Notice that every single person in your life that you care about is connected to you, heart space to heart space, because of the new power that you found in yourself. And notice how gracious you've become in your new power. Notice how gracious you've become at receiving, how generous you've become at giving, and how all the while your needs are met because of who you are and your connection to Source and all that there is. I'd like to suggest that any and all goals, ambitions, and dreams that you have for yourself and for your future are already achieved and done here in this moment because of your connection to all that there is and the journey that you've gone on here today. And as you're here at the 12-month mark, turn and look off towards the future and notice that your entire future shifts and reevaluates and lines up to become a perfect precision experience and expression of your purpose here on the planet. Perfectly imperfect in expressing your purpose here on the planet because of your connection to all that there is. And with that, knowing that you can create your perfect future now. Come all the way back towards now, right back down into your body. Become aware of your surroundings in your room.
and I'm going to count from 5 back to 1, and I want you to allow yourself to awaken 20% with each count. 5, locking all of the unconscious learnings away so that they can affect your behavior in the future without you even having to think about it consciously. 4, starting to feel a sense of vitality returning to your body. 3, notice the energy starting to come back into your fingers and toes. 2, excited about the future that you're choosing to create for yourself. And 1, wonderfully refreshed, wide awake.